Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Dr. Lee, so that we had a second death from West Nile today in Ontario, making it the second in 2 weeks. What does all this really mean, though?
Well, fortunately, deaths in West Nile virus are rare. We've had a large number of cases this year relative to previous years. We've had 220 confirmed cases, and so two deaths is unfortunate, but fortunately, it is a small number.
But you guys were calling this what the worst outbreak in a long time, is it not?
Certainly, compared to previous years, we've had a larger number of cases. So from that respect, it is a worse year than most years.
So in terms of the fact that there's been 220 cases, or I guess a spike in the number of cases,
sure,
compared to previous years, is there a reason behind that?
Sure. This year, we did have an unusually high number of cases, probably due to a few reasons. One is that we did have an early hot summer, and that allows mosquitoes to breed more quickly, as well as allows the West Nile virus in infected mosquitoes to replicate faster. With that, allowed more transmission to humans.
One of the things, obviously, when a story like this comes out, our newsroom gets flooded with phone calls, but people are concerned. Is there something to be concerned about, or is it just the same as any other year?
The concern we should have with West Nile should be the same every year. And that's trying to, you know, avoid being bitten by mosquitoes. This year, we did have more mosquitoes and more human cases. But moving forward, given that the temperatures have dropped significantly, there are less and less mosquitoes as we go into the fall.
Obviously, this is a virus that's directly linked to the summer and the hot weather. Is there a point where the fear of West Nile goes away for the year, is it always lingering throughout the year?
The good news is with the fall colder weather, the number of mosquitoes that are able to breed and develop decreases, and usually by mid-October and the first frost, the number of mosquitoes will significantly decrease and eventually will go away.
The two gentlemen who died were both in their 70s. Is that part of a factor, the fact that they were elderly and maybe their immune systems aren't what they used to be, or is that just coincidental?
So with West Nile virus, 80% of people who get infected don't actually have symptoms, and up to 20% who do have symptoms, fortunately only one in 150 will get some serious symptoms. The people who get the most serious symptoms and are people who generally have medical conditions, and those are generally people over the age of 50.
And maybe just if you can give us some tips on what people can do to help them steer clear of getting the virus.
So as fall arrives, we still have some mosquitoes out there. It's still best to, when you're outside, try to wear long sleeves, potentially use mosquito repellent, and if possible, you would like to avoid the dusk and dawn times when mosquitoes are most active.